All right, 7:02 in the morning. Hope you're wide awake. Everything's ready to go. I know you probably just woke up. Your alarm went off, and you're like, oh, I got to get moving. I got to get going here. So you're like, where's Ken? Where's Anthony? Oh, man. What two idiots are on today? And you're like, oh, it's the Always Game Day in Cleveland, folks. He's Darryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. Thanks for being on board this morning.
Just don't have Baskin make your coffee for you this morning.
Well, I think the coffee's pretty good. Have you guys tried it yet or no?
No, I'm getting close to the end of this cup. I won't go over there.
It's okay. I mean, again, it goes back
to... not. By the way, it's okay is not a great endorsement
from the guy that made the coffee.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's coffee. It's not, you know, there's nothing over the top about it.
If your endorsement is, it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, it's if you need some coffee and you're looking at a little bit of a percolation going in the morning.
Yeah, I don't profess to be a...
Do you even drink coffee? Like, I don't even think you're a coffee drinker at all.
I'm not, and I'm not going to profess to be a coffee connoisseur. But again, if your sales pitch to have the coffee is, it's okay, that's not good. Need to work on your sales pitch there, Baskin.
Danny Cunningham coming up at 7:20. Fix My Life, 7:45. Dane Brugler at 8 o'clock. So we've got a busy hour for you. So if you're getting dressed, you're getting ready to go to work, going to school, whatever you need to do, we got you covered. We'll take care of you in the background or whatever. Make sure you brush your teeth, man, because I got to tell you, you got morning breath today. Darryl, I'm just and by the way, don't eat any of Darryl's donuts. Just telling you. It almost took me out this morning.
Well, that's
they almost had to call 911 on the donuts.
That's a you problem. That's not a me problem.
Were you concerned at all?
I was concerned. I was trained in Heimlich maneuver.
So I was like going to the chair.
Your face did change color.
Well, at least, but you have that moment of clarity there for a second. You're like, okay, I got to get to a chair, right? Isn't that what you're supposed
to
think?
Yeah.
Get to a chair.
Because you might pass out. You don't want to be standing up when that happens.
Yeah, you know, I probably shouldn't tell the story, but there's a fine officer in the city of Cleveland I went to high school with who we're good friends. And we were one night, I was probably like 22 or 23. We're at the West Colony, a famous colony on Lee Road in Cleveland Heights. You know, no longer the colony, but and they had a peanut machine in the back. So I threw some quarters in there, and all of a sudden I'm talking to him, and I just pop one in, and all of a sudden my face turned blue, and this guy who became a paramedic and then became one of Cleveland's finest turned around and he goes, "Uh-oh!" And he saw like right away what was going on, and boom, hit me with in the middle, and all of a sudden that peanut went flying all the way across the bar. And then somebody else choked on it. No, I'm just kidding. But the peanut came flying out of me. It was crazy. I want to say his name, but I don't want to.
Go ahead.
No, let's just tell you.
Give them both.
No, his name is Andy. I'll just say that, and I'm forever in his debt for saving my life because I was almost done. Otherwise, who knows what would this show be?
So this is a chronic thing for you.
I don't know. Maybe I have an eating.
You're a habitual choker.
Maybe I am. That's what happens when you're a fan of Cleveland sports teams, right? At the end of the day.
Well. That's a good segue because we spent all day yesterday, well, most of the day yesterday. Did Darius Garland choke?
It's a great question. Did he, Darryl?
It's easy to say he did when you're talking about missing free throws at the end of a game.
He didn't seem to care, though, at the end. He just kind of laughed it off.
Well,
I mean,
you have to.
I mean, you're 36-7. You're a professional athlete. You're going to try to make it.
He missed four free throws going into that game. He missed five.
The shot selection with 2.5 seconds. Like, what was Donovan thinking?
I don't know.
I would say he did. I wouldn't say he didn't care. I would say that he tried to diffuse the end result. Like, he cared he missed the free throws.
The problem is if you go back and I'm not even going to talk about the free throws. It's the last play of the game. They still had a shot, right? Yeah. There's like 2.3 seconds to go in the game.
Should Kenny Atkinson be coaching in the All-Star game because the out-of-timeout play was a disaster? 2-on-6.
I just don't understand it. The defender's in his face, and all he had to do, I mean, Darius was at the top of the key, and he had a clear path to the restricted zone where he could have just laid it in. But for some reason, Donovan felt the pressure to get the shot off. So quick.
Yeah, we didn't need three.
No, and he had a moment, you know?
Yeah.
He had a moment. We could have won that game with a layup.
Look, the Cavaliers are playing their worst.
Like I play. Yeah. Cavs could have won with a layup.
They're playing their worst basketball of the season. They're 3-3 in their last six.
Are we concerned about that? Is that a worry, Darryl Ryder?
I did the math, which means the math is wrong.
Okay.
If they go 20-19 the rest of the way, they'll end up 56-26.
Now, that's a disappointment.
They
can't only win 56 games.
That would be a crash and burn, wouldn't it?
How many games did they win last year? I know. You know I was going to ask you. But you know why? Because we don't care how many games they win. All they do is get to the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
That's all anyone ever cares about. Did you get to the playoffs?
I don't feel that way about them this year. I think after this start, they have to be Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah. And
they won 48 last year, by the way.
48, so that's a what, plus 7? Is that what you said? 55?
The year before, they won 51.
Yeah, 56 is not enough for me. They got to be a 60-win team.
I'm with Owen. You want to make sure, because the problem with the Cavs the last couple of years is they have trailed off in the second half of the season, and you do not want to be trailing off the second half of the season this year. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that they need to maintain the same 83.7 or 837 winning percentage that they're currently at.
That's ridiculous. But we all knew there was no way they were going to be able to play at this clip. No way.
Mitch, what'd you tell us? Would they have to go the rest of the way to match the Golden State Warriors?
I think it was like 37-3, somewhere around there.
Okay, the reason I called you in is because so when the math is wrong, I want you to be blamed.
Got it.
That's good.
I don't want to worry about them matching Golden State or trying to beat Golden State, because last time I checked, the Golden State Warriors did not win the NBA championship that year. Just saying.
What was that series? They were down 3-1?
That would be 2016. Yeah, that would be the Cavs.
Were they down? Yeah. I've never heard anybody talk about that. They were down what?
3-1? 73-win Warriors team did not win the NBA championship. So I'm not concerned. And I think, too, it takes pressure off.
31-2 was the record. My apologies.
31-2. Okay.
Oh, they can do that.
Please tell me you used the calculator the second time around.
I did.
Okay.
You guys are unbelievable. But the trade deadline is not this Thursday, but next Thursday. So it's the 6th, February 6th, 3:00. Do they need to make a move?
I think they need to get a wing.
Okay, I think we all think that. What do they have to give up to get a wing?
Well, they're getting.
I can't wait to get a hold of their second round picks.
Yeah, I think that they're going to have to do a 3-team trade to make something happen.
Okay.
By the way, congratulations to the Utah Jazz completely punting on their future by basically giving the Phoenix Suns all their draft picks for a first round pick 6 years from now.
Oh, I thought that was I think that's a great trade.
I think that was hilarious.
Wait, so you think it's a bad trade?
The Cavs picks aren't going to be that good.
That's why.
Because the Cavs are so good, they've had to do this because there wasn't going to be much value to those picks they got for Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I thought that was a good trade. I thought that was a really good trade for Utah.
I'm being facetious here, with you know, the whole situation being what it is. So, you know, Kobe Altman, you know, cleaned up right there. So,
well, we'll see. But, you know, at one point, though, it didn't look like it was worth it. You know, if Mitchell wouldn't have come back and re-signed, then the question, you'd be sitting here with Deshaun, that same kind of Deshaun feeling. Like, Cleveland, home of, let's trade away our first-round picks.
Yeah. Well, at least we got wins out of this
one. Yeah.
And at least the Guardians had the number one overall, which is weird. How did that happen? Never happened before in franchise history.
We'll talk to Danny Cunningham about this, but I kind of feel like Cam Johnson's the guy that they should go get.
Yeah, I think everyone is kind of in on that. Again, I'm asking you.
You do a 3-team trade.
Do we have to lose Karras for this?
You might.
Like, he's the guy with the contract that can be moved.
Really, if you look at it, there's three things they have. They have a bunch of second-round picks. You could probably trade away that next available first-round pick way down the road. You could get rid of Jalen Tyson, which I don't know that anyone's ready to do yet, right?
Yeah.
But and then you've got the expiring contract that you just talked about.
But to get something, you got to give something up.
I agree.
And for me, it's, look, Tyson may turn into, you know, what Markkanen ended up turning into with the Jazz. But look, trying to win it all this year. Well, this is the year to try and win it all.
I wasn't happy with the run it back philosophy that they had this offseason.
Me neither.
But... I was wrong on that, apparently, up to this point, right?
It's worked.
Kenny Atkinson has been the only change in what they have done as an organization this season.
Right.
And I'd love to believe that that's all it takes to get them to the Eastern Conference Finals now. But, you know, I do worry about, are they going to hit this lull that they generally hit?
Let me later throw this one season. Is there a move they could make that would aggravate the fans? If you got rid of anybody from the core four.
That's not even a consideration.
They're not going to do it, but I'm just saying, what would aggravate fans at this point? Because you're sitting here, you're still 36-7.
If Ty Jerome wasn't part of the team. He's been such a key contributor in his role. You'd have to really upgrade that to get rid of him for me.
Is there, I mean, Max Strus, George Niang, what's nice about this Cavs team is that everybody plays a role. And they know what their roles are. There's no ego in that locker room, which is really, really rare. And I actually was having a conversation with a buddy of mine. He's a Suns fan.
Wait, is it weird or is it rare?
It's rare.
I thought you said it's rare.
No, it's rare.
I'm like, cool word. Take credit for it.
It's
you're so rare.
What's unique about this situation is you're not. You know what?
Mitch, are you rare? Are you cool? You're where?
Hey, right, who was that tennis guy, by the way?
My kids say a lot of stupid words that I don't understand now. And now I know where they get them from, Daryl.
They're listening to the podcast.
See, I probably should have had some of Andy Baskin's coffee.
I'm telling you, this coffee is getting way better. Stop it. You're playing this game with the coffee.
When you tell me the coffee is is watery, again, not an endorsement.
It's not bad. I didn't stir it up. I put the creamer in first. And I didn't do a deep stir on it.
Again, so you're not helping yourself.
Now that I'm hitting the bottom, it's pretty good. It's like,
you're hitting the bottom of the bottle.
It's like hot chocolate. Same kind of thing.